Greetings, gamers and geeks, and welcome to Outright Gaming, a Pathfinder podcast. This is episode 2, Fighting Goblins at Stonehaven Plaza. When we left our adventurers at the end of episode 1, they were defending the town of Stonehaven from a surprise goblin raid. Let's get right back into the action.
I don't know what's going on with Styles, but he is ready to bite somebody.
Number of times per day holds a 4, plus your charisma modifier. And once you level up, you get more and more.
Yeah.
So pronounce it.
Nice. So this is just one round.
What's your charisma modifier?
Yeah, it's 3. Okay, so 7. Nice. My bad, I should have written that down.
All right.
So 7 rounds per day I can do my bardic music.
Now I know why Styles isn't like bardic.
Once we get through the rotation again, you'll be at 6.
Nice.
Okay. Are you going to move or anything?
We can still talk to each other, right?
Talking's a free action.
No, I'm done. Just bardic music, everyone.
Get your damn badger over here and bite him in the balls!
I'm wondering if you're going to get tired of doing that accent.
Soon. Yeah, because...
No!
I don't think you'd ever get tired of that.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right. Could we have the comic release?
And Inspire Courage will last for how many rounds after I stop? 2. What?
Until
you're turning up. Oh, okay. Just one round then.
Yep.
Cool. I see why he doesn't like bards now, because they make him do things he doesn't want to do.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why
awesome.
The badge
Goblins.
Goblin time.
All right.
First one to move is this dude right here. He's entangled, so he can't move very far, but he's still going to try and, get around behind you guys.
Alright.
Sweet thing.
He's on the flank, dude.
Now, luckily we had chicken pox all over our board here. Anyway, that's all you can really do. And now we're in range for them. All right.
Awesome.
Next up, we have... These guys actually have the same.
So he's gonna...
This guy.
Goblin's moving up.
Yep. This guy, though, brandishes his crossbow.
That's nice.
And takes a shot at the nearest guy, which is you.
That's
BS. It's all good.
You're just
standing there.
The closest guy.
Yeah, and you don't have to do nothing, man. Right. He's going to miss.
He's entangled, too.
Normally, he would have hit, but you have great AC, and he is entangled, so the crossbow whiffs past your ear.
Nice.
Piece of cow spit.
What was
we need
that?
To work on our banter a little bit, but
yeah.
Okay. All right, that brings us back up to the top of the initiative.
All right, so that's Christian.
That'll be me again.
Or excuse me, what's your name again? I forgot.
Kaylee.
Actually, it's this goblin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, he does move first.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kaylee.
He's going to take a 5-foot step over here.
Okay.
Well, actually, sorry, he's going to take a 5-foot step back.
Ah.
He's scared.
He's
not.
He's
a little smart because now he's going to try and stab at you again with his.
Oh sword. Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll be alright.
Probs. Anyway.
It's okay, I have cure like
he misses.
Nice.
I dodged that.
Okay, so you definitely use your kung fu skills to deflect the spear off to your side. Alright. Now it is your turn, Christian.
Alright.
Or Deucalion.
Deucalion.
Alright, you guys are already entangled up in this junk.
Well, I'm not entangled.
Well, he's not. You're definitely entangled. Yeah. Your accent got you.
Weighed down by his accent.
The heavy accent.
So either use your blackness to get me out or your damn rodent.
he's a half-orc.
Half-orc? What are you talking about?
Wait, aren't you a half-elf?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'm a half-elf.
Half-orc, half-elf, human.
Yeah.
And if it rolls over, shows up, he's a 4.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so let me see.
You do have the one more spell to use, but...
Or zero.
Yeah, and
level.
You can change...
Oh, you have all the zero levels you want to use.
And you can change out your spells to summon an animal whenever you want.
Ooh.
That's a nice... Yeah, that's one of the druid tricks is...
Yeah.
If you have a spell available, you can sync that away and turn it into summon nature's ally.
Like, you can change this.
Or we already
you've already used Entangled.
Mm-hmm.
You can use this.
Keep that in mind.
Jesse
brings up a good point. You've come in the nearest nature's ally, which, as far as you know, is 500 miles away.
Or nature ally is like a rat that's in the bar.
Oh, actually, okay, roll knowledge nature.
Nice. 11
plus
knowledge nature.
3.
14.
14. You have a general sense this area has a decent amount of animals, probably common things like wolves, bears, live in the mountains.
Nice.
Although you do know that such animals don't tend to hang around the outskirts of a town.
Or friendly.
I would summon that animal.
I mean, I could, yeah.
Is there a possibility that the animal he summoned turns on our ass?
No.
Because that's under me now.
Okay. I just want to be sure.
Alright, so what you think there?
Yeah, I think I will summon that animal. Because Styles is still freaking out. He's ready to bite somebody, but he's going to get tangled up in there. So I can't let him do that.
No,
I'm pretty sure he'll move. He'll just be a badger.
Yeah, he might get out of it. He might get out of it.
I'm not sure what a badger's reflex save is, but it's not like he'll be entirely crippled.
I would leave him back to take care of the bard.
He doesn't. I'm telling you, man, he doesn't like him.
He's going to end up biting you accidentally or something.
Alright, so I think I will try to summon that. What do I have to do with this one, though? I already used that one, so I can trade that one out?
Yeah, you trade out the Cure Light Wounds for that.
Okay.
And which doesn't matter, we're in town. I mean, it's not like we're far away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if someone dies, they're going to die anyway.
That's very true. Yeah. Hopefully nobody dies.
Yeah, hopefully your animal will die before us.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Wow, so the bard doesn't like badgers
either.
No,
the bard's neutral.
Bard's neutral on badgers.
Y'all
rivals. I'm trying to summon that wolf. Right now is what I would like to do, please.
All right, so you summon nature's ally. Something is on its way.
Something's on its way.
No idea when it's going to get here, but
nice.
That's your time. Unless you want to move.
You want to move?
Here. I wouldn't mind moving over there a little bit. Because we're all like right here.
Go ahead.
And keep in mind, you can only move 6 squares.
You're good.
You're good, I'm just saying, in general.
Yeah.
It's 30 feet, but as far as we're concerned.
Okay.
All right. That brings up.
That's another goblin's turn.
Water leaves.
Yes, it is this goblin's turn.
All right.
And
he looks pissed.
He's a little pissed. He's gonna step right over here.
Okay.
And he's going to swing at you with his club.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't
anymore. Yep.
He just, you're just freaking like iron fisting your
head. You are just in a zen zone where you're just
freaking
like
drunken master
around
at this point.
The goblin's
I wore some basketball shorts under this.
That stinks. I'm sorry.
But
that's terrible.
Yeah, so got out of that deal later.
His turn's over.
It got windy.
All right.
Mistake.
Yeah, man.
Does it bring it to me?
It does.
Nice. Well,
I mean, I can flurry blows with weapons too, right?
Certain ones.
Yeah.
Is this one of your monk-specific weapons? Mm-hmm. You can flurry with it.
Alright, so I feel like flurrying with my temple sword at that goblin who tried to hit me with his club, because I don't appreciate
it. Okay, since you're entangled and because you're flurrying...
I'm not entangled.
He passes
it. You're right. Okay, so you got a negative one modifier, and then I don't know what your strength is.
My strength is 14.
Okay, so you have essentially a plus one modifier, I expect.
Nice.
So...
Hit!
18. Nice, 18's a hit.
And then 1d8.
Flurry!
Is the temple sword's... 5, which
plus your strength?
Yeah, plus a mod.
Plus 1 because it's flurry, right? You said it's
plus 1 because of flurry blows. Plus my inspire courage.
Oh, so that's
I forgot about inspire.
Yeah, don't forget that.
Yeah, plus 2.
Yeah.
So you did.
Does that help me at all?
Yeah, if you attack, and your animal too, for that matter.
You slice into the goblin, and he looks pretty. It's a pretty heavy blow. He doesn't look pretty good, very good. You have another attack, though.
Yep.
What
so do
doing?
I have to...
You have to roll again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's my...
Roll.
Yeah. Anyway. that's a miss. So I missed... I got one good hit on him, though. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you take a swipe at the sword, but then as you try to do this fancy trick where you go at him again, and this time the goblin just... By coincidence of him, like, huddling over his cuddlefish, you miss at his head.
Nice.
All right.
Still, good job.
Next up, we have B-Man.
Yeah, the one kind of tangled.
You can still move.
You can still move.
Wait,
aren't you close enough to it? No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I've got to move for a moment.
I would try to move towards the one that's jacked up.
You're right.
The one that
but
Jesse hit?
I don't know, because the one... personally, I'd say if you moved into this area, you're really in danger of being flanked.
Yeah.
By this
yeah,
guy. Yeah. Pretty much. And there'd be two attacks of opportunity in that, too, probably. So.
Definitely.
I'm done getting advice.
Yeah, he doesn't give any more advice.
Want it right there.
I've already been a little lazy.
Yeah.
No, it's all good.
I would say yes. You could 5 foot step and then do your full attack could he not? Or can he not 5 foot step within the...
He doesn't have a full attack. He's only at first level.
Oh, he doesn't have...
You don't get a full...
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
You only get multiple attacks after your base attack.
That's
unless
right.
you're a monk.
Yeah.
Or yes.
Unless you have some specific class thing that gives you multiple attacks.
My bad,
attacks.
You're absolutely right.
You get one attack
so it doesn't
until
matter.
You have, your base attack bonus is six or higher.
Yeah.
Hmm.
My bad. So, yeah, I would do that.
Just move.
Five. Move and then kick his ass.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right.
Five. You do not hit him.
Jesus, you're gonna get effed.
Well,
no,
he's
all right.
Yeah,
you're a little too rambunctious, so you run up with all sorts of energy, but you kind of waste all the energy in the shout, and you miss it entirely.
Your half-orc shout was a bit too much, man. You need to learn to tone it down. I'm a quiet guy, and see, I hit stuff. So I mean,
my turn.
What name did you give yourself?
Peter Paul Girl.
That's a name.
Wait, I can't keep track of all these names you have.
Yeah.
It's part of my character persona.
Do I do Kalian? I mean, Styles like, what? What's up with this dude?
He don't know.
You're up.
My bard music is still going to go on, and I get that as a free action.
You can just maintain that.
Yeah. Let me mark down one check mark for another round of that.
You only have to take an action to start it. You don't have to take an action to keep it going.
Awesome.
Stop it.
So I can get your name.
Now I can move my speed, which is 6, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. If I move here, and then I'm moving with 15. So if I go here, can I then use my whip against this one for a disarm?
15-foot threat range on that thing, right? Yes, but it'll have a negative modifier since he's in combat.
Fine.
-4.
Fine. I'm going for it.
Disarm that spear.
No, I don't have my whip out, technically.
Oh, no,
so
yeah.
So I have to draw my whip.
That's true.
I'm drawing my whip, and...
That's the end of your turn?
Yes, that's the end of my
Unless
turn.
You have sword, actually.
I don't.
Okay.
I'm glad I caught that. I don't want to break any rules unintentionally.
Yeah.
Only intentionally do I want to break the rules.
Okay, so this guy comes up.
He's
trying to get to the fray.
Trying to get to the what?
Into the fray.
Oh, sent to the gray.
Liam Neeson.
Alright, so there he is. That's all he can do. This guy's going to move now.
He's going to try.
He's actually going to go after the druid.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
Nice,
since he's pissed about being entangled.
Uh-oh.
Nice, and now he is no longer entangled.
He is no longer entangled. He has left the area.
Man, you should have had your homeboy come up there and help you out.
Sorry, Styles got me.
Well, he was, holding on. He was trying to hang out with you, remember?
So
he was trying to protect Bard.
He could actually have moved him at any time if he wanted to.
And he takes a swing at you. What's your AC?
My AC is 16.
Okay.
Not bad.
He misses so hard.
Oh,
yes.
Not that hard.
Okay.
Barely not that hard.
Oh my god.
Nice.
Oh, point to where he kills himself.
Well, that could happen if he got.
He kind of trips as he comes out of the vines, and he starts to swing anyway, and he just misses wildly.
Kaylee's just like,
nuh-uh.
He's done. Crossbow guy, though.
Oh, yeah. I kind of forgot about him.
He sees that the bard isn't wearing particularly sterling armor. So, he's going to take a shot at him. What's Tracy?
13.
Okay. He hits.
Man.
And he deals 5 damage.
Unless Inspire Courage gives me a perk.
Nope. Inspire Courage only works when you're attacked.
I know it.
Doesn't do anything.
I know. He did 5 points?
He did 5 points.
Oh man, you're down 4.
Oh, that wicked hurt!
Okay, is anyone not doing...
I'm not doing an accent.
I'm not doing an accent.
That's a fake accent.
How much are you down to?
4.
Right.
Oh, that wicked hurt! You can hear it go away.
Yeah.
Oh, that wicked hurt.
Oh!
Oh, so yeah, he just ganks you right in the ribs.
Oh! Bloody hell!
Goblin gives out a malicious laugh, kind of pulls his crossbow into the air.
I give him the free action finger from across the battlefield.
Who's this guy eating an arm coming up?
This is going to be your animal whenever he shows up. I need him to show up quickly.
Yeah.
Taking this guy.
Okay. That's his turn. All right, now we're back up to the top again.
So that goblin goes. Goblin. Spear goblin.
Spear goblin.
Stay away from me.
I think our bard's more worried, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Spear goblin sees some blood in the water, and he's going to take a 5-foot step here.
Attack.
Not for attacking and not for 5-foot stepping.
Yeah.
He kind of flows around B-Man.
Wow, goblins can flow.
I need to start using your name. He flows around Gargos here, and he's going to try and finish off the bar.
Oh, no.
That is, man.
That's
going to
be it.
I'm going to live.
Unfortunately, though, he got a little too enthusiastic, and he kind of glanced over his shoulder at the huge-ass half-orc. He's like,
ha!
He misses you.
You lucky.
I let out a verbal ha.
Where's that accent? Right.
Ha. That's it. Ha.
Yeah, there he
is. Christian.
All right.
Deucalion.
Is my animal here? My animal's not here yet. All right.
Okay.
Well he's getting effed.
Your badger might want to come up.
Styles might want to help you out. Let's get Styles to move up here with him. Let's see. Right. He would have to move and then attack next turn.
Badgers, I think, still have 30 moves.
I think so, too. It's 30 at least.
Yeah.
I think they have a climb speed or a burrowing speed, too, of 20. So that makes sense.
Kind of figured he could dig.
Yeah, but here it's all rocky, I think. Rocky. It's like, a stone.
It'd be kind of hard.
30-foot movement. So where are you going?
Yeah.
Let's see. You can move 6.
I should have mentioned this earlier. A diagonal step counts as a 5-foot step, part of your 5-foot movement. Only on the first time, though.
You can start out going diagonal.
1, 2, but then if you were to go here again, the idea is you're crossing 10 feet if you go.
Yeah, diagonal's further than straight.
The first diagonal,
then linear.
The second diagonal is another 10 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So moving and then attacking would be two different actions, right?
Yeah.
No, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. You could get there to this guy and attack.
Yeah.
But you would have to do your whatever thing for the...
Badger would have to... Styles would have to...
Roll. Stop and...
Reflex.
Yeah.
Reflex save for the trees you got growing up.
How many... Entangle. This is the third round those have been up?
Yes.
How many rounds per level?
What?
How long is it? It's like a max level?
How long does Entangle last?
Oh, yeah.
How long does it look down?
Yeah.
I feel like probably not back. Too much longer.
Yeah. First level spell. In fact, maybe if it was round per level, I've already let it go on too long.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know where the damn...
Check the hit window.
Yeah.
Thank
you. We're looking for Entangle. How many rounds it lasts. But you still want to move up 5 at least to get into there.
Yeah.
So, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
As you pass through this square, he lunges at you with the spear.
He gets an attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
Wait.
Bites him in
the... Is that cool?
That one.
This
guy. That one. Yeah. I was like,
This guy in this square. Not this square.
Well.
This square.
Yeah.
That's the square.
That's
reach.
Oh, okay. Reach. You're right. Or that's within 10.
Essentially, his threat range is here.
Yes.
Here.
Well,
not.
Yeah.
Yeah, down another one. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
All right.
Yeah. So we'll save it there and see what you're...
1 minute per level.
Oh, so that's... We're only in round 3.
We're good.
Yeah.
I'm going to last... Essentially, it's going to last 10 rounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did every round last 6 seconds? So...
Okay.
Yeah,
so we got 10 rounds. We got 7 rounds to go.
Okay.
Either way,
I just 440 feet.
If you're moving through there, you don't have to stop. Even if he hits you, you'll keep going.
Okay. So you're gonna end up right there. So you need to...
If you were to have stopped there, I wouldn't have gotten an attack of opportunity.
Okay. Because he didn't go through the square, he just stopped at the square.
Okay, let's see.
Cool.
Oh, he actually hits.
Oh no, the badger.
Styles getting hurt, protecting you.
Let's see.
After battle, he just goes.
I didn't ask you, Badger.
Oh, okay.
I didn't ask you to come up here.
Well,
that's Gilmer, after the battle, he's just gonna look at
wait,
you.
Wait, hold
like,
on.
As Gilmer's or as a Peter's hurt, he just switches rapidly between
accents. That's right.
He beats it.
Going for damage.
Yep. He does 3 damage to your batter.
Oh, that's good. It's 3 damage I didn't get.
No, right.
It was an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, so you could still get that.
I'm not getting it.
I'm not getting it.
I won't get the attack of opportunity from that goblin, though.
Well, you're not moving closer.
I might.
All
right. I'm pissed. So what's I am
the,
pissed.
How Style's going to end his turn? Oh, make a reflex save, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Roll. For the badger. 10.
10. 10 plus 3 from his dex. If he has any kind of reflex save at all, he gets... he does get reflex save. He beats it.
Nice, right, cool. Nice.
Badgers,
now he
animal
can attack.
Companions automatically get an additional 3 reflex save.
Now he can attack one of those gobbies.
Hey, gobbies!
Also, I can take either one of these.
Either one, yeah.
Get the one that...
Isn't this the one that's all jacked up, though?
No, this is the one that's jacked.
Oh, so these have the same regardless.
Yeah, well, they don't necessarily have the same HP, but neither of them have been hit yet, no.
All right, I'm going to attack the one that just hit... It is.
The spear one?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Go for it.
It sure does.
Come on!
Natural one. Roll again. One. Yes. DM discretion. We love it.
Oh, no. That's still a miss.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and that's still pretty bad. So, he kind of gets caught in the vines and he's prone.
Oh, he's prone. That's all good. That's all right. That's okay.
Jeez.
He's playing dead. It's possum. All he's right. Possuming it. Badger it's all mom. Good.
Okay.
Ooh, that's rough. So, Christian...
Kalian's really pissed.
Yeah. You got a goblin on you.
No, so. It doesn't matter, man. We got this.
After Kalian, we have...
Well, did you do
Jesse.
Anything?
I haven't done anything with
Kalian. Yeah,
are you going to do anything, dude?
Are
you
yeah, nice. Nice.
It's your turn still.
Yeah, so...
Did my attacks even do anything with the spear? With the scythe?
It'll
yeah, 4 if I get a crit.
You can do anything with it. It's still a regular weapon.
Yeah.
I'm really pissed. Exactly, like, I want to help my buddy, but it's like you still...
Well, these guys are still going to be a pain in the ass.
Because
D-Man
right
sort of got
me,
this
right?
guy. DeGraglian or whatever the hell his name is. Gargos. Gargos got that mofo.
So I got a dude right beside me, though, right?
I would.
Yeah. Let me get rid of that guy.
Yeah. All right, so you're going to swing at him?
Just attack.
Yeah, I'm this one.
Go for it.
Come on.
Plus
your strength.
Plus Bard is 1.
Oh, yeah, plus
11.
Do you have any strength?
No.
No, it's just 11, you miss.
Oh, it's alright, though, man.
Alright, try it.
You made a great display, though.
And this is you?
Yeah.
That's it.
No, that's me.
Oh, okay, you were hitting this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm there.
Awesome. All
right, next up is the injured guy.
Alright. Come on, injured goblin. What's up?
Injured goblin looks at you all pissed, and he's going to try and hit you with his club.
Alright.
He was entangled, so he missed.
Right. Nice.
So does that get one to my turn then?
Yes.
Alright, well, I'm just going to attack him. With,
come on, Dathlaw.
You protect my badger.
Come on, Dathlaw. Yeah, hit that boy.
What's up?
14. 14. And plus 1, 15.
Plus whatever you got.
And plus my strength, which is 2, so...
And you succeeded in your reflex save, right?
Yeah, I succeeded.
You bet.
Alright, cool. So,
I like that Batman necklace. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Nice.
And 6.
He is down.
Nice.
You stab him right in the jugular, and he just, like, his eyes go wide, and he just collapses.
Huzzah!
your right. Spirit's a bit back there. All
right. I'm going to redraw him in blue now, because he's still alive, just unconscious.
Nice.
For the moment, I'm... So after that, can I still move, technically?
Yes.
Was that a regular attack?
Yeah.
Then yeah.
All right, so I'm going to actually turn around and... move to here, so help out Christian here real fast.
As you move from this space, he takes an attack of opportunity.
You should have just taken your 5 foot there.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Well, you have great AC, I can tell you. He doesn't.
And now you guys are flankers.
Yep.
Good job.
Alright. You loom over the gum.
Loom him. Loom.
I don't want to loom somebody.
Yeah, you do.
Next.
For Styles.
Is B-Man.
Alright, Gargos.
Okay, we gotta start doing names.
Gargos is attacking.
Gargos.
Does he get another reflex save to try to be untangled?
He has to make a standard action to get untangled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I have the book.
We need to think. You miss.
Dang, you missed hard. Not as bad as me, though.
Yep.
Alright.
Not as bad
that
as
that. Brings, Peter?
Peter.
Oh, you can still move if you want.
Where are you?
Right there.
Yeah.
Well, if you 5-foot step, you've never provoked an attack of opportunity if you 5-foot step.
Yeah.
If you were to try to move, you would.
And
yeah.
If Styles can get up, you'd be flanking.
Alright,
if you 5-foot step.
If I take a 5-foot step back, I'd still be within 15 of each of those goblins, correct?
Say what?
If I took a 5-foot step back here, I'd still be within 15 of those?
Yeah.
You want me to help?
Alright, and what does this guy have? What weapon?
Spear.
And what does this guy have?
He has a
That
knife.
Was the knife.
I'm going to try to disarm the spear guy with the whip. CMB.
You need to help Styles.
Is plus 2.
Because
of my strength mod. 12, so 14, 15, plus my Inspire, whatever.
And Inspire doesn't work on CMB.
Awesome, and that's another round of that CMB, because it was my turn, so that's 3 rounds. Awesome, so I've disarmed him?
Yep. You lash out with your whip at his spear, and you rip it away from him. You didn't exceed it by that much, so it just kind of falls in front of him.
Nice.
It's not, if you do really well, you like whip it back and like catch it.
Awesome.
You wouldn't recoup.
Success! Huzzah! Right,
this guy has lost his spear. He looks all over.
Nice.
What's happening?
I give him the three action finger again.
You are a cheeky bard.
That's what
I
it sounds like.
A cheeky bard.
Yeah, all but right. Styles is dying.
All right, yeah, that's my move, man.
Styles doesn't think that much.
He ain't happy.
Disarm the goblin.
Okay.
Take that, you goblin scum.
Can I just be the voice of the goblins?
Alright, next up then we have...
Goblin the blender.
You're right.
Knifey Goblin sees that your creature is prone, so he's going to take the opportunity to stab at him. He gets a plus 4 to his attack.
Sorry.
He hits.
Oh, ooh. No.
Styles, no.
He does not crit.
Nice.
All
right,
good. Sorry.
How much did he take?
Oh, the knife's only one. Don't worry.
Yeah.
He only does 1 damage.
All right. How much did he have to start with, your badger?
He's taken 4 so far.
You know how much he had to begin with?
Yeah.
It would have been maximum, I think, is what he was given.
Yeah.
You didn't write it down?
Didn't write it down.
I think it was 2d8.
So it'd be 16?
Yeah.
You give him a max on that?
Wow, yeah. I like how he has more.
First level max, yeah, sure.
Okay, your badger has 16.
I don't think he has any cons, so.
Your badger has 16. Just wherever.
All right.
Just write some note on your notes
or
whatever.
So let's go ahead and get this established. His AC, his dex modifier is 3. He has 2 points of natural armor. He's small, so he gets another point.
Yeah. Just write S.
Eventually,
S.
He'll get more natural armor just by virtue of being an animal companion. For now, though, that's all he's got. So he has a grand total then of 16.
Nice. So he's got 16 minus
minus four
so far. So he's at 12. Oh no, I mean his HP.
Oh yeah, his HP is right now is 12.
Yeah, 12 HP.
Well, that's
total
nice. His
right
AC
now.
And his
16 max right now, but 12 because he got hit a couple times.
Alright. Okay.
Awesome.
That brings
That was me, and that was the goblin after me, and then...
So, is that top of... No, crossbow guy.
Next up is, sword magic guy.
Sword magic.
He's kind of... He's looking back and forth. He decides to go after the weaker-looking opponent. Take a swing at the druid again.
I'm here for you, man.
What's your AC again?
My AC is 3. No.
What the hell it is?
Sorry, no.
16. Okay. I think I said 3 because of something else.
He misses.
Nice.
Yes!
That's right.
This is the worst goblin fighter ever.
He's not the best. Anyway. Goblins are a CR 130.
Yeah, I know.
now he's going to try to take a step back so that he's no longer between you guys.
Oh, good move backs on his
up
part.
Against the, yeah. Backs up against the storefront now. All right. Next up, crossbow.
Crossbow. Okay, be careful there, Peter.
I'm fine.
The crossbow, he doesn't... He doesn't really have a clear line of sight of the badger who he would normally try to attack. Plus, prone creatures are hard to hit with ranged weapons. So he's going to once again shoot the bard.
If you just would have stood up.
How does he have a...
He misses, though.
I was going to say, like, for one, I was like...
I don't even acknowledge that he aimed my way.
He misses pretty bad, sorry.
So you're just like...
Oh, just give him the finger. Breeze.
Yeah.
Give the finger to someone else for good measure.
This time, instead of pumping his hair in adulation, he's like, ah!
All right, geeks and gamers, that's it for episode 2 of Outright Gaming, a Pathfinder podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. As always, please like our content, share it with your friends, and comment. Let us know how we're doing. If you're looking to get into your own pen and paper tabletop role-playing game, go to your local comic book or gaming store and check with them. Always games getting on there. Or check online. Plenty of places online where you can get a game scheduled and start gaming yourself, rolling some dice yourself. For everything we do, not just this podcast, but others, and plenty of content, please check out OutrightGeekery.com or like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/OutrightGeekery. And until next time, till the next show, enjoy the game.